I grew up in Stanford, California, went to MIT where I majored in physics, and spent 3.5 years as a quantitative trader after college. My goal has been to find ways to have positive impact on the world and to maximize that, and to do so by supporting some really fantastic organizations. In 2017, I felt like it was time to try starting up my own thing. So I, left my job and I moved out west and ultimately got involved in the burgeoning cryptocurrency ecosystem. I spent about a year trading, and I, in late 2018, began with my co-founders building out FTX. FTX is a global cryptocurrency exchange. We are the second or third largest exchange globally, depending on what metrics you use, processing about $15 billion per day of trading volume on the platform. About a year and a half ago, we started up FTX US, our United States-based and servicing operations. A few points on FTX and the broader cryptocurrency industry. The first is that I think that the industry has the potential to improve a lot of people's lives. There are a lot of ways that this can happen. I think that the payments side of this gets a lot of attention, and rightfully so. Every time that a common consumer goes to a market to purchase goods, they pay multiple percent in fees to intermediaries, and that's if they're lucky. When you look globally, trying to send money back to your loved ones at home is extremely difficult. It can cost tens of percents in fees. It can take weeks to arrive. It can get embezzled by various third-party scams in the middle. And in general, the global financial ecosystem is not one where sending assets to those who are important to you is easy to do. And this hits the people who are least off the hardest, who have the least access to the financial ecosystem as it exists today. When you look at the number of people who are underbanked or unbanked, both in the United States and globally, it's indicative of a system that does not work for everyone. And this is a product of the intermediation involved. It's a product of how the larger institutions have evolved. And it's a product of payments infrastructure that is difficult and clunky enough to use that it just does not work for most people. Cryptocurrencies do provide a potential way to address a number of these issues, making it easier, cheaper, faster, and more equitable for people to do what they need to do to manage their financial lives. A little bit about FTX. We are a cryptocurrency exchange. We have a different structure than the traditional exchanges do, as do many digital asset venues. We provide open and free market data to all of our users. On a traditional venue, you pay tens of millions of dollars per year if you want access to the data of the market that you are expected to be placing orders in. You have minimal access to the same tools and order types that sophisticated trading firms have if you're accessing it through the normal set of intermediaries. On FTX, all of our users have full access to the platform. They have full access to the same sets of tools that institutions do. And they have full access to all of our market data, which we make publicly available for free. This is true whether you're accessing it via API as a sophisticated institution, via our website, or via our mobile app. We've also put a lot of work into the risk controls on our platform. This is true from the financial crime side, where we conduct sophisticated know your customer diligence on all of our users in order to identify any illicit activity. We monitor via multiple solutions all blockchain transfers into and out of our exchange. It's true of our risk engine, which is a 24/7 risk engine that is unlike the traditional financial ecosystem, where risk builds up overnight, where there need to be separate risk models for weekends and overnight activity and holidays, where hours or days can go by with no ability to mitigate risk to the system. We have a transparent system where all of our data is, all of our public market data is openly available and free, where risk parameters are transparent. And we are already regulated and licensed. We have many licenses globally. Here in the United States, We are regulated by the states under the money service business and money transmitting regime. And we are regulated nationally by the CFTC, where we have a DCO, a DCM, a swap execution facility, and other licensure. We strive to conduct all of our business in a transparent and regulated manner. I think that it is coming, and I think it is important, and I think that it is healthy that the industry will be regulated. I think it is also already regulated in a number of ways. I think that there are points that need to be addressed to give oversight of various aspects of the industry that do not have sufficient oversight right now. And I also think that it is important to do so in a reasonable and common sense way that understands the industry.